to recommendation or point one. Quote, recommend gender-sensitive counseling and educational interventions on family planning and contraceptives that are based on accurate information, that includes skill building, i.e. communications and negotiations, and that are tailored to meet communities and individuals' specific needs. End of quote. There are two dimensions of acceptability that the service delivery level, medical and socio-cultural. Services should respect medical ethics, and they should be organized and delivered in a gender-sensitive manner and be tailored to the specific needs of the communities being served. The recommendations on informed decision-making and privacy and confidentiality address aspects of medical ethics, and the focus here is on gender sensitivity and meeting community-specific needs. Acceptability implies that all sexual and reproductive health facilities, goods and services should be respectful of the needs of different population subgroups. Some examples include having a staff member who is from the same language-speaking or ethnic group as minority or immigrant communities, using suitable media for disseminating information to a low-literacy population, providing sexual and reproductive health services to indigenous populations where and how they would feel comfortable, tailoring services to meet the specific needs of men. Sidebar. Box 5. Assessing competence. Competence is demonstrated if the young person is able to understand the treatment, its purpose and nature, and why it is being proposed. Understand its benefits, risks and alternatives. Understand in broader terms what the consequences of the treatment will be. Retain the information long enough to use it and weigh it up in order to arrive at a decision. Fraser guidelines/criteria. The young person understands the professional's advice. The young person cannot be persuaded to inform their parents. The young person is likely to begin, to continue having, sexual intercourse with or without contraceptive treatment. Unless the young person receives contraceptive treatment, their physical or mental health, or both, are likely to suffer. The young person's best interest requires them receive contraceptive advice or treatment with or without parental consent. Source, RCOG. Contraceptive Choice for Young People, London, Clinical Effectiveness Unit, Faculty of Sexual and Reproductive Health Care Clinical Guidance, Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, 2010. Note reference, 101. End of sidebar. The recommendation talks of gender-sensitive counseling, educational interventions and skill building for communication and negotiation. Gender sensitivity implies acknowledging differences in needs between women and men because of biology as well as socially constructed gender norms, and being aware of the ways in which gender-based inequalities between women and men constrain women's autonomy and choices. In particular, gender-based norms about appropriate sexual and reproductive behavior restrict women's knowledge about their bodies and their sense of entitlement to make reproductive decisions. Patriarchal society restricts women's sexuality and controls their reproduction, making reproductive autonomy beyond the reach of the majority of the world's women. Page 32. Women facing intimate partner violence may have several concerns that affect contraceptive use. Partner support for certain methods like condoms or vaginal diaphragm may not be available. They may not have adequate financial resources to pay for a particular service. Women may fear further violence for using or talking about contraception. Or intimate partner violence may cause disruptions in everyday life, which make it difficult to use methods such as oral contraceptive pills. Gender-sensitive counseling will try to understand the underlying, often gendered, reasons why women are hesitant to make contraceptive decisions and encourage them to express their constraints and fears. Note reference, 107. During counseling sessions, the specific needs of clients experiencing intimate partner violence, for example a visibility of the method used, side effects or need for partner support, must be considered and providers must be able to offer contraceptive choices accordingly. Note reference, 108. Beyond gender-sensitive counseling, specific gender-responsive interventions may be needed, such as workshops to help women develop skills for negotiating contraceptive use with their husbands, or interventions with men to encourage them to be better informed and to take responsibility for contraception. Note reference, 109.